What had you heard about Vegas back in the 50s?
What I heard was very exciting town. And this is in the 50s, you know. And I never got here till the 60s. But during the 50s, I used to hear how exciting it was. But I was going to Florida, you know, to see Frank Sinatra there. And we ended up from the Concord Hotel. We ended up in Las Vegas. And I started to work for a friend of a friend's. He owned Mr. Size, that was across the street from the Stardust Hotel. And after 6 months, the partners wanted to give me 10% of the place. And this friend of the friend that hired me said, no way. He didn't want to do it. So I resigned, and I ended up at the Sands. I got a job at the Sands as a waiter. And eventually, I ended up as the maitre d' at a hotel. And if you don't think that's exciting, then nothing is exciting. And I went through a lot of exciting times, but that was it. As a maitre d', I think you're more popular than the president of a hotel. You had more power, probably. Everybody wanted to get into the sea, Frank and Dean and Sammy and who my favorites were Steve and Edie. I mean, they just blew me away. Not only me, they blew everybody away, but they were my favorite act. And we had tremendous, actors. And that was a great experience, to say. But to think that you were more powerful than the president at a hotel, it's really something, you know.
How were you able to use that power? What when you say power, did you do that was powerful?
Nobody could do it, you know, because they had to come to you if they wanted a good seat. And the president couldn't help. He wouldn't say, you got to go see the maitre d', you know. I mean, even the president was afraid to come over to you and say anything. Not that he didn't or he wouldn't, but, he shied away. He wouldn't. You were the boss. You would have. This is, I think the maitre d' was the top man in any major hotel at that time. Because if you wanted to see a show, you're begging the maitre d', especially when you're sold out. They're begging you. They're giving you all kinds of money to get in. It was wild. It was a wild years. Not today. Today, Steve Wynn just blew everything away. And I can understand his point. Because the money we were making, he wanted that money. So he cut out the maitre d's, and now the people had to, instead of giving us $5 or $10 or whatever it was, they wouldn't give it to us, they would give it to Steve. When I say give it to Steve, to the hotels, all the hotels would end up with that money because they discontinued maitre d's in a showroom. And they went into a ticket policy, whereas before you had to call up individually. You had to call up the reservation desk or the maitre d'. You wanted a real good seat, so you would call the maitre d'. I'll take care of you, and all that. And
how were you trained to be the maitre d'?
I think the training I got was at the Concord Hotel. The people that went there were very wealthy, and it was the number one hotel and probably in the whole world. And when you're taking care of these kind of people, you know how to talk to people, you learn a lot of stuff, And that's how you become a maitre d'. You know,
so you learn by
educated,
doing it.
Right?
Okay.
It's really something.
Really. How much did most people pay you to seat them? What was the usual tip?
Who?
How much money would somebody give you at the Copa room? That's where you were, right? At the Copa room in the seance?
I was a very funny maitre d'. Not a funny. Yeah, I don't want to use funny. I never took money.
Oh, okay.
On occasions, I had to take, you know, mm-hmm. but when I sat the room, I would tell the person, give it to the captain, so the captain would know where to seat him. The bigger the tip, the better the seat.